Back then, when a woman got a calling, they just felt that it was a calling to be an evangelist or a missionary, and that was it. But she was already a missionary. She was already operating in the evangelist in the church.
I was also told when I was younger that she used to travel often to Louisiana to hold revivals.
Yes. Yes, so she was already operating as an evangelist and a missionary. He would send her to Louisiana. She would preach the word of gospel to them. They would collect money for her at the end of the service, and then she would bring the money back and give it to a bishop. And so it was just like, going out doing the work and bringing the money that she raised on behalf of the mission that she was on, and brought it back to the storehouse, to her bishop, and to the household of faith that she was in. However, when God gave her the calling, it was such a call, and it was a higher calling than being an evangelist and a missionary.
It was
that she was, a little bit nervous about that calling. Being a woman pastor in that day and time was unheard of.
That was unheard of.
Unheard of.